All right, so I'm just going to stop talking about that whole scene because that took up my whole first boo. But just kind of wrap up, yes, I agree with you. The gay roommate and his breakup scene and kind of everything about his character just... I don't get it. It doesn't. It seems too fake. It doesn't seem real. But what do I know? Okay, so on to the next thing you talked about was Adam and his singing the acoustic songs, trying to get back with Hannah. I've had a sort of like-hate relationship with Adam's character the entire first season and now this season. Occasionally he comes across as funny. A lot of times I feel like he's just... the character's just weird for the sake of being weird. Now, yes, I know people who are like that, but I don't know. Adam just seems too self-aware of his weirdness, and maybe that's the point, but I don't know. He said Hannah's his main hang. I think that's what he said. You know, I guess he misses her. We're never really given, like... where they're, you know, she spent the whole first season getting him to like her, and then all of a sudden she doesn't like him, and now he is in love with her, and that's never really explained. Again, maybe this is deliberate, showing how, you know, young love is enigmatic or ineffable or something, I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to see Adam's character disappear, because he's more annoying than not when he's on screen. But I will say, the scene where he comes into her house and she's eventually chasing him around the table, I think, and then she starts hitting him. That's actually a really, really well done scene, I think, with her hitting him and then his kind of realization that, oh, she's serious about this. It just took this long for it to sink into him. I thought that was a really good scene, and I thought it was kind of a really good and emotional scene, and they've had a few of these, Hannah and him. They had one actually in the first episode, I thought, where she was saying that he doesn't get to choose who she loves, and they had one last season when she showed up at his door. I can't remember what was happening, but there were some really good scenes between these two, and I think that was one of them. So, all right, I got 30 seconds. What do I want to talk about next? So, okay, so on to Marnie. So, you know what, I'm just gonna call back and start with Marnie. I guess I'll just do a boo per character is what it looks like. All right.